Welcome to the Creative Incubator, a podcast where we talk about the story and creative journey of various creatives from different fields. I'm your host, Lad Gutierrez.
I think the best way to describe a great photo is it communicates clearly kung ano yung gusto ng someone na nagpapagawa sa'yo. So again, in photography, in terms of design, it's not you as a photographer, but the output for the client itself.
Jeff Heronimo is a content creator building his personal brand and for a famous camera equipment company. He also co-owned the studio offering photography and video services. In this episode, we talk about one important aspect of a great image, the reality of having photography and videography as a hobby, separating your creativity for personal and corporate works, and many more. This is episode 21 and here's Jeff Heronimo.
Hi, I'm Jeff Heronimo and you're listening to Creative Incubator. Stick around and enjoy this episode.
Hi, Jeff! Welcome sa Creative Incubator.
Thank you for inviting me and it's a pleasure to meet you, virtually meet you.
Yeah, it's also a pleasure, Jeff, na ma-meet kita. Dati nakikita lang kita saan eh. Sa comment section kita unang nakita dun sa YouTube video ko eh.
Okay. Pero ako nanonood na ako ng mga, or nakikinig na rin ako ng mga podcast mo. Kasi nakikita kita sa, I think, PGA na group. So, I'm a member also of PGA. So, nakita kita doon yung mga podcast mo. And I think, some groups din nakikita kita. So, I'm a listener.
Wow.
I'm a private listener.
thank you, Jeff. Pero before we move on sa ating topic, no, can you please introduce yourself and tell us more about what you do?
Okay. Again, I'm Jeff Heronimo. So, I'm a content creator by night. So, why by night? Because I have parang regular work in the morning or Monday to Friday. So, I'm a content creator also at Canon Marketing Philippines. So, we do video content, design content, graphic content, or promo posters. So, something like that. But on the side, I also have a studio back then. So, right now, nasa girlfriend ko na siya. I mean, sa kanya ni ownership. So, we do back then photography services like event coverage, weddings, and also product photography like food or something e-commerce side and design. So, I think we're all over the place. But I started editing explainer videos. So, that's my parang pwede ko sabihin siguro na bread and butter back then, nung wala pa akong camera. So, I've invested first in laptop. So, yun. I can say na I'm a designer first before I'm a photographer or videographer.
Pero, you're a designer first before you become a photographer or videographer. Pero, ano yung ano? Tawag dito? Ano yung nagustuhan mo sa design muna?
Okay, I'm a fan of quiz though. So, yun. Back then, 2011, 2012. So, nung nag-umpisa pa lang sila sa The Future or The Future. So, yun. I do watch his video about logo, about design. So, nung nakita ko yung design niya and yung how typography is constructed or the layouts, doon ako na parang na-fascinate. Though, nag-video ako back then, pero na-focus ako doon sa design. So, nung nasa student council kami during our college days, yun, we do designs. Syempre, ano lang, mga personal design, PowerPoint, ganyan, school presentations. Pero, yun, syempre, bida-bida. So, kailangan maganda yung design, ganyan. But, later on, nung bandang mga 4th year, 5th year, one of our mentors hired me as their designer. So, doon talaga na, as in, siguro nag-lead yung career ko. So, I do multimedia design. I do design. Graphic design and also animated design back then during my college days. So, I can consider myself siguro na working student nung time na yon. Kasi during my 4th year, 5th year, I'm working as a multimedia designer for a certain company. So, yun yung talagang doon nahasa yung skills. Kasi I do watch YouTube videos, I do I attend seminars, webinars. So, yun. Yun yung backstory. That's my story.
Pero did you take any design course nung college or multimedia course?
No, I'm a graduate of Bachelor of Science in Accountancy. So, yan.
Yun medyo ang layo ng accountancy sa ano, design or content creation, ha?
Oo, kasi yung mga kaibigan ko nung college, mga communication arts, digital arts. So, I mean, the influence is there. Tapos, nung student council nga, since we need public material, PubMats or other outputs para sa Facebook. Kasi nung time na yun, pausbong pa lang yung Facebook eh. So, something we explore, same day edit, ganyan. So, doon nag-start yung creative journey ko na parang sa'yo ko, back then, auditor yung position ko nun, pero may inside joke kami na yung auditor naging editor. So, parang ganun. So, meron akong wallpaper dati na auditor, editor yung nakalagay. So, ayun.
Paano naman yung naging transition mo from being a designer into photographer or videographer or content creation? Paano ka naging interested sa ganung ano, creative? Okay.
So, since explore akong tao, so, nung time na yon di ba, nagde-design nga kami. But, nung let's go back, rewind konti ng high school day. So, di ba, uso yun yung mga photojournalism. So, meron ding tawag dito, mga short films. I think right now, sobrang patok na sa special projects ngayon sa mga bata, yung short films. Pero back then, parang, ano yung short, kami yung gagawa ng short film? Parang ganun, kakaiba siya sa amin. So, ayun, dun ako na-fascinate about creating videos. Kasi ba, yung mga handycam pa, no? Digicam. So, nare-reveal yung edad. So, digicam, handycam. So, yun yung mga gamit namin. And it's so fun. Kasi, if you see yourself na nasa video or recorded, nung time na yon, something na parang, wow, magaling. Meron tayo, ano, parang kunwari, acting pa kami. So, yun yung first siguro na experience with the camera. But later on, mas na-hone nga siya sa design kasi ngayon nga, from auditor, naging editor sa student council, we do public materials, meron mga kaibigan ko, nagde-design din. So, ayun, yun yung mga common language namin. But transitioning to the, ano, hindi, within the college days din, ano kayo, may explore akong tao. So, I tried to shoot din ng mga wedding, hindi pa wedding yun, syempre, event. Mga pre-debut, yan, dyan ako nag-start din for photo. Pero meron na ako knowledge before kasi nga nag-photojournalism din. Pero yun nga, something to improve pa back then. And kung makikita ko yung output nun, parang di pa okay. Pero yun nga, nauso din yung same-day edit sa student council. So we tried also same-day edit. So nag-video kami ng event, then we edit it right after. Tapos ayun, dun na parang nag-mix up. Then, nung pumasok ko sa isang company as a multimedia designer, meron kami mga creative ideas na, hindi, implement natin to, execute natin to. Wala pang Facebook Live nun. Just imagine, wala pang Facebook Live. So, nung lumabas yung Facebook Live, we grabbed the opportunity to try the Facebook Live. So, back then, phone lang yung pwede. So, mahalat ang phone gamit mo kasi vertical format lang. But we saw a hardware, which is the Blackmagic Studio. So it converts the signal of the camera to your laptop. So yun ginamit namin. So back then talaga parang syempre may mga competitor yung company na yun. So pag nakikita yung live namin, parang but naka-landscape sila. Di ba nga hindi nga applicable pa yung landscape back then. So ayun, yun yung parang naging sort of mix and match nung time na yun ng skills. Then, na-improve na lang after, di ba, syempre, nag-design pa rin ako hanggang ngayon. Tapos, napunta ako sa Canon Philippines. So, I think that's the turning point na mas na-improve pa yung photo and video skills ko. Kasi nga, syempre, mga kasama natin, mga talagang yung mga tinitingala natin mga brand ambassadors, which is, kung nakikita nyo lang yung mga process nila, yung paano sila nakakuha ng ganitong awards or paano nila nakuha itong ganitong name, talagang mas na-appreciate ko. And also, nagkaroon ako nung parang appreciation even the simplest photo or simplest video, mas na-appreciate ko yung gawa. Kasi dati, parang, pangit naman, di ko maintindihan. Ganun eh, di ba? Pero, nung nagkaroon ako ng deeper understanding about photography, it's deeper than that, na hindi lang siya photo lang. So, ayun. So, mas na-appreciate ko yung photo and video. And right now, yun, nagagawa ko siya ngayon, mix and match, tapos lights, experimenting of strobe lights, flashes, yun. Early during this past few weeks nag-shoot kami ng video, so every now and then na ho-hone siya hanggang sa ayun, siguro yun yung transition ko from design to video photo. But then again, right now I'm still designing kasi I'm still editing some graphic posters and also animated videos.
Can you say na mas gusto mo pa rin gawin yung design kaysa sa ano, photography or pag-create ng video?
I think makaka-relate ka naman siguro dito. Di ba, as a designer, we don't stick to one. I mean, if girlfriend na pag-usapan or partner, we do stick to one, syempre. Yeah. Baka ikota ko nila din. I don't stick to one. Ganun. Baka ma-headline
ako. Yun pa yung ginawang teaser, no?
Pero hindi. Di ba, as a designer, we explore things. Malikot ang utak natin. Even though natutulog tayo, mapapanaginipan natin, pagising natin, gagawin natin. Di ba? May mga ganong time. So, I think hindi ko masabing mas gusto ko yung design, mas gusto ko yung photo. Gusto ko sila lahat. Like, pag may free time ako, gagawin ko itong time part na to. Pag may free time ako, iba naman. So, ganon. I do play instruments, ganon. So, from time to time, pag nagsawa na, I do design naman. Or kapag may client, I do photo. Mga ganon.
I think it's also because of being creative din eh. Or parang something to do with creativity. Kasi, di ba, as a creative person, malikot yung utak natin minsan eh. Di ba, na gusto tayong itry, may gusto tayong gawin. Kaya nabanggit mo rin kanina na, mahilig kang mag-explore ng mga, ng mga gustong gawin eh. Di ba? Kaya tama, nakaka-relate ako doon. Even, parang minsan nga tawag din sa mga ganyan, mga multifaceted. Parang designer ka pero may gusto kang ibang gawin, gusto mo maging photographer, gusto mo maging content creator or even different things, 'di ba? Kasi ang dami mong gustong i-execute, ang dami mong gustong creativity na naiisip na gusto mong magawa.
Mm-mm. Wala eh. I mean, that's innate to us as a creative person na pagkahit we don't create, parang may kulang sa atin. So it might be photo, video or graphic or explainer videos or animation. Basta, yun yung natin, it runs through our veins, di ba? Na parang, we need to execute something from time to time. So, true. I don't know if nakaka-relate talaga yung mga viewers natin, but that's me. I want to create something. Kahit yung mga time na relaxation ko, minsan di nila ako naintindihan na, ba't nag-work ka pa rin? Eh, di ba? Hindi, to, personal project. This is my relaxation time. Parang ganon. So, ayun, yun yung...
nakala ng ibang tao nagtatrabaho pa tayo pero na natin yun eh. Relaxation time na natin yun eh. Mga personal project na eh, di ba?
Oo. Totoo yan, totoo.
Pero kanina nabanggit mo no na nagkaroon ka rin ng deeper understanding when it comes to photography and videography no. Is it na parang we also know that photography is an art, di ba? It's a form of art and art is subjective. Diba? Na meron tayong different understanding and different interpretation with that. Mm-hmm. Pero for you, what's the most important aspect of a photo? How can you say na it's a great image or a great photo?
Dalawa kasi yan. So, unahin natin yung art side. Kasi diba, sabi mo nga, art is subjective to everyone's, anyone's perspective. So, for me, kung ano yung nagko-consist para maging... maganda yung isang photo or isang output. Meron siyang story. So, I'm not a fan of parang photo, pero maganda yung, yes, maganda yung execution, the colors, the pero if walang story, okay lang siya sa akin. I mean, okay siya, pero not that na makakonek ako doon sa photo. Pero if simple lang siya, walang color grading or walang editing, then may story, mas nakaka-relate ako. Nagkakaroon kasi ako ng parang learning din sa sarili ko. So I think for me, I would prioritize the story instead of any other aesthetic editing. For me, the aesthetic design for the photo, I mean the color grading, the manipulation is the cherry on top. I think it adds to the story. But the, how do you say it? Your context, your goal, or your story behind kung bakit mo nakunan yun, I think that's what's more important to me. Kasi I do understand you as a person, as a photographer. I can relate to you as a content creator. So I think with the noise heat right now in the social media, that's what I'm looking for, the story. Because everyone can post something. Everyone can post photo. Everyone can post new content from their devices, from their gear. But the story, it differs from one another. So having an impactful story, that makes the photo great, or that makes a photo significant to me.
When you say story, ano yung ibig sabihin nun? Ano yung visual na nakikita sa isang image na parang masasabi, uy, maganda yung story nito?
Sa photography kasi maraming pwedeng gawin para makarelay ka ng story, no? One is the composition. So, how you frame your subject. Isa yon sa pagpapakita ng story. For example, you have a parang vast or sobrang laking mountain with the, just imagine, an icy mountain with the great waves. Pero biglang meron ka makikitang isang taong napakaliit sa gitna. For me, it tells a story. How big the environment is, pero how small are we? Parang ganon. That's mm-hmm. that's the story I'm looking for. Sometimes it helps yung captioning. So I also read captions. I'm a reader talaga. So mm-hmm. I prefer reading also the caption. So kapag ka doon sa group ko, doon, kung member ka din doon, di ba, lad? So I yep. do encourage na bigyan ng caption, kasi I don't want na yung caption mo lang, share lang, ganun. Kasi, okay, you share the photo, but what's the story behind this?
Parang walang ganun. Context.
So, give me a context so I can understand the photo. So, ganun yung ano ko. I'm an advocate of the story. So, sorry for those na, I mean, fan of color grading and aesthetic photos, but yeah, we have a different perspective, no? But yeah, I'm leaning towards the story instead of the aesthetic appeal. As a designer, di ba? So ironic, di ba? A designer, syempre, dapat maganda yung design, eh. Pero design, I think it's more of the communication, eh. Or in the art. So, it's more of the communication.
Actually, it's ano lang, yun din kasi yung ano ko ng ano eh. Yun din yung interpretation ko ng design din naman eh. Na hindi lang siya more on the aesthetic, na hindi ibig sabihin na maganda yung design mo is, maganda siya sa paningin, pero ano yung context behind that? Paano siya nagko-communicate sa tao? Ano yung pinaparating niya? Kasi totoo yung ano eh, a picture paints a thousand words, di ba? Na pag wala kang context, you can interpret it in many way, di ba? Pero if you have a story or parang context about a certain image or picture, no? Ano ka? Kumbaga parang yun yung ano mo, yun yung rational or yung story mo behind that.
Yes. Actually, di ba, yun sa art side, tama ka dun, Anela, din na sa arts, yeah, subjective yun. So, that's my side of things, sa arts, yung story. So, dalawa kasi yan. I see photography or other content creation as two sides. So, merong art side, which is I don't object anything about the art. But if the design side, I can say something. Why? For example, in terms of photography, sa design side naman, sabi ko nga, two sides, arts and design. So kapag ka-design, dyan ako medyo technical. Kasi tama ka doon sa sinabi mo eh, design must communicate something. So it's not just the aesthetic appeal. So if you are doing the photography for a corporate or a design perspective, it must be clear. I mean, the story must be clear. The context must be clear. The intention must be clear, because then again, it's not me, but the client's perspective. So whatever they want should reflect on my photo. So meron na siya limitation ngayon. Diba, nakita niyo yung contrast between arts and design. In design, doon nalalabas ngayon yung mga naka-accumulate mga experience through photography by art. So you combine all those things para ma-translate yung emotion or yung gustong i-communicate ng client mo, then it must be clear. So, sabi ko nga, kapag ka-design-wise in photography, I think the best way to describe a great photo is it communicates clearly kung ano yung gusto ng someone na nagpapagawa sa'yo. So again, in design of in photography, in terms of design, it's not you as a photographer, but the output for the client itself. So yun. I think that's, I just want to add that to have a contrast between arts and design. Kasi baka akalain ng mga bagong photographer, it's always them eh. Di ba? Parang nagkakaroon tayo ng entitlement, this is my photo eh. But again, if you will do it in a corporate setup, kindly please remove those things. Kasi kailangan nyo i-communicate. Laging communication with you and the client. Ask questions, ask many questions as you can. Kasi nga, mahirap eh na makala mo na they hired you because you're of your work. Tama naman yun. Na we are being hired because of our work in the past. But there's a caveat there. They're hiring you to communicate what they want to their audience. So you need to, as a photographer, if you want to be a photographer or videographer, other than the art side, you need to understand if you want it to be parang, if you want this to do full-time, if you want the craft to be your full-time job, yun, medyo kailangan na nating practicing yung pagiging professional natin by means of, communicating or parang tanggalin mo yung photography mo sa sarili mo. I mean, the photo of you for the client, i-remove mo siya. Kasi it will not reflect you as a person lagi eh. Yung arts mo, okay lang. Pero yung sa design side, sometimes, medyo nagkakaroon ng friction sa client. So, yun yung mga common na nakikita natin sa content creation, no? Na, I don't know if makaka-relate ka doon, but, yeah, may mga ganong scenario din sa photography na, hindi, this is my style. But again, meron minsan mga limitation in terms of design part. Yeah.
Kumbaga parang combination nga rin siya ng being subjective and being objective eh. Na yung objectivity is you follow a certain communication.
Mm-mm.
or parang meron kang pina-follow na
branding,
structure,
diba?
or branding, 'di ba? Or kung sa corporate ka nga, 'di ba? Syempre may sarili silang way sila kung paano makapag-communicate eh. Pero once you inject something na tawag din yung style mo or pwedeng ilagay mo yung style mo kung gusto rin ni client or meron din sila talagang sariling style, you can, di ba? Pero if you have those combination, di ba, mas magiging appealing or we can say na an image has a story, it follows a composition, yung mga different things na kailangan i-follow, mga ganun, di ba? So yun nga, no, kumbaga parang it's you inject your personal style in the design na ginagawa mo.
Mm-mm. It's not wrong to inject yourself kasi nga at the end of the day they're hiring you because it is you. But then again, there's a fine line between being you sa corporate world and putting
personal.
Their instructions into place. So kailangan ma-communicate yun na maayos. So in arts, there's no objection. You can do whatever you want. So yeah.
Pero in a personal way, or you're also kasi gumagawa ka rin ng sarili mong content, 'di ba? Do you have your personal style when it comes to showing a photo or creating parang shooting videos or sa mga photo?
Kung mapapansin nyo sa Instagram ko, if medyo mas leaning towards light and bright ako and vibrant colors. So, hindi ako yung mamoody person. Pati sa food photography ko, light and bright or vibrant photo. Even sa travel, sa landscape. Because, yun, siguro mas na-fascinate ako sa landscape photos kasi. That's the reason why I'm a fan of lights and I'm a fan of play of highlights and shadows. Yun. So, pag nakita niyo yung photos ko, it revolves around those kind of style. Highlights and shadows, play of sunlight, colors, and anything about a light and bright type of photo.
I'll definitely check your Instagram, Jeff, later pag
It's okay.
Titignan ko yung mga style na kasi ako rin fascinated naman ako sa different style ng mga tao.
Mm-mm.
Kasi I have this parang ano eh, individualization na parang each person has different style na ginagawa sa mga design nila na kala mo minsan, kaya minsan 'di ba, we stand out because we have our own style in creating things. 'Di ba? Na hindi lang tayo basta-basta gumagaya ng ibang design. Doon marami na kasing lumalabas sa mga style ngayon, pero okay mag ano, okay gumaya sa umpisa, pero habang tumatagal, habang natututunan mo yung isang bagay, nagkakaroon ka ng sarili mo.
Oo.
Yeah.
So, yun yung stepping stone eh. Kaya if ever na siguro kung makaka-work nyo, sorry kung may mga tumatahol. Kung makakatrabaho nyo ako, siguro in the near future, kasi naman yung mga nanonood dito. Kasi it's a small world, no? So, kung mapapansin nyo ako na I'm lenient if ever na nagsisimula ka pa lang. Kasi nandun, I'm giving someone na maintindihan ko ano yung style niya. Because I do agree na meron tayo kanya-kanyang style. So, I cannot inject my art design sa isang tao because it's him or it's her or whoever it is, siya yun. So, if ever na makakatrabaho nyo ako, may mga ganun akong period eh. Because we need to understand other designers as well. But, medyo meron lang akong, ano bang tawag doon? Reservations if we're working as a team. Kasi if a team, as a team, we need to adjust or we need to systematize something. It's either the way how we layered the files or how we layered, how we do things in Photoshop. Paano ka mag-folder? Kasi, again, we're doing this as a team, not you as a person lang, di ba? I don't know if you can relate with that. Kasi, if you're in a team, you need to also consider the other person na makakatanggap ng isang file mo. For example, sa photo pa lang. Kasi sa photo, pwede mo i-delete yung EXIF, eh, yung metadata ng isang photo. So, if you will send it to a co-teammate, na, for example, it's for a publishing company. Tapos kailangan niya pala ng mga photo setting. So, as a person, example lang, kunwari, dinidelete ko talaga yung metadata. For example lang, because I don't delete my metadata. Eh ako, as a person, dinidelete ko siya. Eh, syempre, publishing company yun. So, that's your team. So, kailangan nila yung metadata mo. Eh, dinidelete ko. So, doon papasok yung kailangan natin mag-adjust. May time na kailangan as a designer, as a content creator, you also need to understand how to do team plays. Kasi it's not always a one-man team. Dadaan kayo sa phase na magkakaroon kayo ng teammate and you need to adjust things according to how the team works cohesively. Parang ganun.
Yeah, I think siguro kung makaka-relate ako diyan sa ano naman sa naming ng layers minsan or ng folders lalo sa Photoshop. Kasi minsan ano eh, ako talaga ano eh, organized ako sa pag-create ng mga layers, naka-folder pa yan, tapos papangalanan ko para madaling makita. Pero minsan sa mga teammate ko rin na medyo ano eh, hindi nila pinapangalanan, tapos yung mga layers ang gugulo, hindi siya magkakasunod-sunod. Parang medyo nahihirapan akong ayusin. So kailangan ko pa siyang kumbaga parang kailangan ko pa siyang ayusin. So nagkakaroon ng it takes too much time ulit para gawin yung ano. So dapat meron talaga siyang ano eh, kinukonsider so that, mo how other works eh.
Actually, I see it na parang as part of work ng kunwari may art director kayo or creative director. Siguro doon na siya papasok on how they can centralize a certain workflow because that's how things will go or work into places and not everyone can they can say what they want eh, di ba? In a corporate world, if you're parallel, pwede kayo mag-suggest that, but again, you have the same line eh, so you can do whatever you want. But if the instruction is from the top, so the tone is on the top, so may ano, kumbaga merong chance na maging centralized yung workflow kasi nanggaling na sa taas. So I think that's the work naman of a creative director. How he or she or they can centralize something. Parang ganun.
Okay, so let's talk about ano naman, no? Equipments like yung mga cameras and mga even lighting or others. So Ako kasi I've seen yung mga cameras and other equipment na medyo ano siya, I can say na it's expensive. They are really expensive, di ba? Pero if someone wants to start a creative hobby in photography or videography or gusto rin maging content creator, is it really that expensive starting that?
I think no. Kasi if you really want something or if you want to learn something new, that parang so desperate na gusto mo siya gawing as your passion project or your hobby, I think it's not that expensive. Why? We have ways eh. So if it's still a hobby and it's not generating income, I do not suggest investing something expensive on it. Because in financial perspective, if it will not generate income, then it's a yes, it's an asset, but for me, it's a liability. Because after you acquire it, then wala na. Di yan magpupunta sa'yo. It's just an expense pala. So, sa income and income statement mo na siya makikita. So, wala siyang pinasok sa'yo. I mean, income statement na under expenses. So, wala siyang ipapasok sa'yo. So, if you will consider the photography or content creation as a hobby, then consider borrowing first or testing out something from your friend. So, or if you want to buy something talaga, I would suggest na you first buy a Digicam. So, there's nothing wrong buying a Digicam. Why? Because since yung mga Digicam nowadays or yung mga point and shoot, what we call point and shoot, is point and shoot is yung hindi napapalitan yung lensa. So, may mga manual mode na siya. If hobby pa lang naman yun, there's no limitation na magsasabi sa'yo, for example, wala namang client na magsasabi sa'yo na hindi, kailangan ko ganitong quality. Hindi, kailangan ko ganitong megapixel. Hindi ganun eh. So, as a hobbyist, di ba? Di ba, as a hobbyist, you're free to do so whatever you want. So, having a camera with manual mode, kung mapapansin nyo, I would suggest a camera instead of phone. Because a phone, yes, you can do as much. Pero, ma-hone talaga yung skill nyo if you will hold a camera. So, a camera, whichever it is, kung anong brand man yan, pero I do suggest buying a Canon because it's user-friendly. So, yan. Merong manual mode yan. So, if you will explore something na as a hobbyist, then you put it in a manual mode, then, parang, magagawa mo na lahat. Sobrang daming possibilities na pwede mo magawa with that parang not that expensive, but not that cheap as well. Because 10,000 or more is somehow expensive na for me.
As a mid-year, mga ganyan.
As a hobby din, di ba? Na parang a hobby, tapos I'll spend 10,000 or more. It's a different perspective din ng ibang tao. So for me, it's quite expensive. So if you want to really invest on it, then it's okay to invest, but not that too much. Then if you feel like na okay ka na and something is missing na kasi na-exhaust mo na again. The word is exhaust. Meaning, hindi porket di ka nagagandaan sa output mo, meaning sa camera na yon. Hindi ganun guys ha. So, may time na baka kaya, lagi niyong tanungin, lagi dapat tayo may self-awareness as a designer. Because lack of self-awareness will blind your growth eh. So, baka sinasabi mo, pangit yung photo ko kasi pangit ng camera ko eh. Okay, ang pangit, para mong sinabi na ang pangit ng design ko, ang pangit kasi ng mouse ko. It will come to that sense na sometimes you need to hone your skills first, di ba? But I'm not saying that gear does not matter. Again, I will repeat, I'm not saying that gear does not matter because it matters. I consider the word gear does not matter if you're a hobbyist. But if you will do it as a professional, then it's a different scenario. If you will do the photography as a professional work, then you need to invest on something. That doesn't apply na. Yung gear doesn't matter. Why? Because you're talking to a person, you're talking to a brand, and they will see your equipment. Pagpunta mo doon na, hindi naman sa pinaano ko na pangit yung gear nyo. Hindi ganun eh. Because if you're talking to a brand, you need to produce the best quality that you can. If that will result to you renting an equipment, then rent. Kasi di naman nagsinabi ng client mo na kailangan sarili mo yung equipment, di ba? So if you're a hobbyist, then you acquire a client, then rent something na mas maganda, then add it to your cost. So, ganun siya, na parang for me, gear does matter if you are talking to someone other than yourself. Okay? So, that means client perspective, and kung mapapansin mo, medyo strict ako if nasa corporate side. But because you're talking to other people and that's your brand at the end of the day. So, no matter how much cost it is, that's your brand at the end of the day. Yeah. So, if you accept a low-ball client, then do the best thing pa rin because that's your brand. That's your name na lalabas doon na it was made by this person. Eh, ba't ganito kapangit? Eh, ba't pag big company, maganda yung outfit niya? So, ayaw natin ng ganun maging brand natin. No, no matter what cost it is, do your best. So, yeah, that's the corporate side of things. Pero if hobby, balik tayo sa hobby kasi yun yung tanong mo. So, hobby, then a simple point it should will do and gear doesn't matter. So, whatever you have right now, then go for it. Practice your skill and hone your skill with that camera. And sometimes, 2 to 3 years, dun mo pala mag-discover na, hala, may ganun palang feature sa camera ko. May mga ganun part eh, na, hala, meron palang ganun. Hala, hindi, hala, may record feature pala yun. Mga ganun. So, hala, may mic input pala yun. So, I do suggest na explore first your camera. Then, tsaka mo sabihin ang pangit ng camera mo kapag na-exhaust mo na talaga. Lahat ng ways. Kumbaga, napunta ka na sa plan Z bago mo sabihin, ay, ang pangit talaga ng camera ko. Parang ganun. So, yeah. That's my take on your question, lad. Thank you for the question.
I like the answer kasi ano eh, it caters for different market. Eh. I mean, for different people. Eh, di ba? Na for corporate or for pag-personal or hobby mo siyang ginagawa. Na I would agree talaga na if sisimulan mo pa lang siya, pwede ka namang manghiram or hindi pa naman gaanong kamahal na mga na mga gadget. Kasi una, you're just testing muna eh. Kung ano yung skills mo about it. And then, pag sanay ka na or pag marunong ka na or may hinahanap ka ng ibang feature or may hinahanap ka ng different angle or different na shot, hanap ka na rin ng ibang equipment eh. Or bibili ka na rin ng sarili mo eh. Di ba?
And, tsaka ano, lad, sige, parang actually, ewan ko, yung ibang photographer might not agree, but if I'm teaching a photography in a beginner person, I mean, in a beginner photographer, una ko sinasabi, use the auto. Why? Kasi, wala namang mali eh. Pag gawa ka ng auto, wala namang magsasabi, ay, auto yung gamit niya, hindi siya photographer. Hindi. Siyempre, in the first place, hindi ka pa dapat talaga photographer. Yeah. Why you would be ashamed of that, diba? And it's not shameful na you're using auto because you're a beginner. Diba? So, I do suggest na gamitin mo yung auto. Why? Kasi sa phone, kapag transfer yung photo mo, tapos pumunta sa editing software, makikita mo yung settings. So, by doing that, nakikita mo, ah, ganito pala yung setting na kinuha kong photo. So, analyze every photo, one or give yourself 6 months to 1 year to 2 years, then analyze those photos. Then, slowly transition to manual. Don't frustrate yourself going to manual. Well, pagkakuha ng camera, hindi kailangan ko manual. Sabi kasi manual agad eh. Hindi. What I want you to do as a hobbyist is enjoy the photography first. Then, you will fall in love with the settings, you will fall in love in the other genre, then all will come to places.
Yeah. Actually, dyan din ako. Hindi pa ako ganun kagaling or karunong or hindi ko pa masyadong kamay yung camera ko rin. Actually, I'm using Canon din.
Yes. M50 ba yan?
I forgot kung M50 or M100, pero hindi siya nakakabitan ng audio or
M100,
yun. Pero yun, anyway, naka-auto lang ako yung ginagawa ko. Pero paunti-unti, minsan kinakalikot ko yung manual.
Yes.
Naisayas ko yung ano. So, hindi ko pa siya ganun kakabisado, pero parang ganun ako matuto eh. Parang doon tayo rin matututo na pagkakalikot-kalikutin mo muna yun sa umpisa eh, na minsan nga hindi ka nagbabasa muna or ikaw lang muna, di ba? Sarili mo lang siya gagawin. Uy, pag inikot ko pala to, medyo ano yung depth
tataas
na yun.
Siya.
Tataas yung ano, or mag-zoom to or ganyan. May mga ganung tendency, di ba? Kaya also important din kaya na hindi ka muna agad mag-invest ng mga mamahalin din na mga gears or equipments. Mm-mm. Kasi you're just starting out muna eh. Diba? Ako nag-start din ako, yung webcam ko is ano lang. May webcam ako before na low quality mm-hmm. lang. Pero that's okay for me. Pero naganap na ako ng mas okay. Tapos ginagamit ko rin for vlog. Diba? Doon ka na mm-hmm. ano. And,
totoo yun.
And,
totoo yun.
Mm-hmm. And also I remember when it comes to corporate naman no. I created a vlog about using Photoshop or Adobe products or hindi importante yung mga standard na mga software para maging graphic designer ka. Then, anday ko natutunan doon kasi ang dami nag-comment na hindi, may mga na hindi nag-agree, may mga nag-agree daw, gano'n naman. Pero doon sa hindi nag-agree, anday ko natutunan sa kanila kasi tama sila eh na may mga company na naghahanap ng tawag dito, meron silang requirements for a software tsaka for an output na ang makakapagbigay lang ng output na yun is a certain software like yung Photoshop or ano or yung Illustrator for vector type. So may mga ganun pala. So
totoo like,
ganun pala siya, 'di ba? Mm-hmm.
We will go back kasi dun sa ano eh. Again, you're not designing as you, 'di ba? For corporate side kasi in a corporate setup, you have teammates, you have rules and regulation and all of that stuff. And if you encounter those things, that it doesn't mean that they're prohibiting you in doing your creative stuff. It's just mean na kailangan natin as a designer mag-adjust kung anong meron sa kanila. So, innate naman sa atin yung makakapag-adjust tayo. But sometimes meron lang konting laban sa sarili natin with our ego. But again, for example ko lang sa office namin, we're using a Mac environment, but our teammates are using Windows right now. So slowly transitioning yung mga designer, they're studying Mac because they have no choice. They have no choice, di ba? Na parang yun yung unit na ipoprovide sa'yo. So if yun yung unit, sasabihin ba, hindi gusto ko Windows, hindi ganun eh. Doesn't work that way. But if you are doing a freelance work and mag-isa ka lang naman, then use Canva, use CorelDRAW, use Adobe Illustrator, use Adobe Photoshop, use other software at Sony Vegas, DaVinci Resolve, use all those software, then walang mag-question sa'yo. But if you're doing again as a team, you're doing this as a team, then you need to adjust how the team works because that will result to a bigger output na parang, ha, kaya pala namin yun. So, mas magagawa ng mas mabuti eh pag sa corporate world lang naman lad. So again, doon po papasok yung ano eh, hati talaga siya na meron pang hobbies, meron pang freelancer, meron pang corporate na empleyado ka ng isang company na bounded by some rules and regulations. Yeah.
Pero that's how we will learn eh, or how we will grow kasi din eh, di ba?
Yes.
We try different things eh na
parang sa una lang yan, parang may ano. Eh.
May friction or parang ano, nakikipag-ilang.
Ayoko niyan.
Ayoko. Pero hindi pwede. Dati nga, ayoko talaga ng ano. I mean, hindi ko naman, ano, hindi ko dini-discourage or parang, tawag doon, ayokong gumamit ng Canva. Hindi dahil sa, tawag doon, parang minamalit kasi siya ng ibang tao eh. Pero, nasanay ako sa Photoshop. Yun yung term ko na sanay. So doon ako sanay na nagawin. Pero once I tried it nung yung Canva, sige ko.
Nakikita mo na yung sarili mo na, 'di ba?
Oo, parang anday rin pa lang pwedeng gawin dito sa ganitong software, 'di ba? Na parang bakit kaya minamalit ng ibang designer to na hindi nila ginagamit? Hindi nila sinasabi nila na hindi sila graphic designer pag gumamit sila ng Canva. Why? Nung trinay ko na siya, wow, very ano pala, ang daling gamitin tapos kumbaga parang almost, syempre may mga feature pa rin naman si Photoshop
same,
'di ba?
Same. If you will allow me to share something, if you can turn on. So may papakita lang ako na sample na ginawa ko lang sa Canva. Ito, dati kasi ginagawa ko to sa Photoshop, then artboards and all that stuff. But then one time, siguro nakiusap lang talaga 'yung kaibigan natin from our mga school friend na Kuya Jeff, wala kaming masyadong makuhang speaker, so can you do substitute like ganyan. So sige, free time naman ako, so sige, okay, let's do it. Pero the question is, after work minsan nung time na yun, meron kaming crunch time again, so I cannot do the design na parang intensively sa Photoshop. So that leads me to using Canva. But sabi ko, sige, let's explore kung paano pwede mangyari. Then eto, 'di ba? Naging ano, naging it serves the purpose.
Pang presentation. Yeah, yeah, it serves the purpose.
As long as it serves the purpose, tas wala ka namang katib na gagamit ng file na 'yon, then wala namang question about that. So
exactly.
So starting from there on, na, kapag may presentation ako, diretso Canva na ako. Hindi ko na pinapira pa yung sarili ko na mag Photoshop pa. Oh, actually, minsan sa keynote na nga eh, diretso keynote na ako. Tapos doon na ako nag-e-edit. So, mga ganon. So, as long as it serves the purpose and it's for myself, I mean, the file is only for me, then it's okay. Any software will do.
Yun yung term din na hinahanap ko na as long as it serves its purpose, na hindi mo naman kailangan pahirapan din yung sarili mo, di ba, na nagagawin mo pa sa ibang mga software. Though okay lang naman, pero kung comfortable ka, pero kung merong ding mas madaling software na magagawa mo naman yung purpose niya, maserve yung purpose niya, why not, di ba? Yun yung natutunan ko. Totoo. Din talaga na ayokong gumamit ng ibang software dahil sanay na ako dito, pero meron palang other way. Kumbaga mas nag-grow ako as a designer din.
Nakagamit
ako ng other software, which is good, 'di ba? Lalo na sa mga listeners natin, if you're really into design or you're a creative person na meron ka lang na sa ngayon na is ang software lang yung nakikita mong or alam mo na software, why not try different things? Kasi baka mas comfortable ka or mas maganda pa yung ano mo eh, yung output mo eh. Diba?
Tsaka lad, ano lang, trivia. Tamad akong tao. So my mantra is work smart. So if I can shorten the time of my work. I mean, how I do things. Pero dapat okay ah. Hindi porket shorten, pangit na. Hindi ganoon.
Yeah.
Kung mapapa-shorten ko pero best quality pa rin, then I will go for it. So ganun yung way of thinking ko. So I always revise my workflow kung ano yung fit dun sa makukuha kong output, and also dun sa team na meron kami sa Canon. So we always evaluate our workflow, then if merong mas mabilis, and also if other team members suggest that pwede natin ganito gawin, ganyan, so we will evaluate it kung mas mapapabilis talaga. Because again, my mantra is always work smart. Okay na naman work hard, but again, I'm preserving my energy to some to other things because I want to try something else eh, di ba?
Yeah.
That's me. I sabi ko nga kanina nung sa umpisa ng podcast natin, is I'm an explorer. I want to explore things. So I need to conserve my energy for that specific purpose. Parang
your energy and your time, di ba?
Oo.
Diba, pero Jeff, speaking of that na rin, no, sa mga parang you're working smart din. No, let's talk about past projects. Pero ang question ko dun is, can you share with us one of the most challenging projects na hinawakan mo?
Most challenging project back then, siguro yung gumawa ko ng ano siya, 3D, just imagine, parang map, pero 3D. So, kailangan kong ma-apply yung route ng rays dun sa mapa. So, parang siya may nagda-draw ng line, pero dapat tama. I mean, dapat true to life, the route, the icons. Tapos kailangan ko ulit i-3D model yung buildings. So may mga, yung mga, ang tawag dito? Ano man tawag doon? Landmarks. So yung mga landmarks kailangan ko i-3D model. So I think that's the most challenging part, to the point na umiiyak talaga ako. Kasi, ko, may time na ba't tinanggap to? Pero alam nyo, yung kagandahan sa mga ganong projects, it stretches you and it adds knowledge. Kasi, kala natin parang, our efforts are in vain kasi we're too much stressed. Pero pagkatapos mo ng project na yun, parang, kaya ko pala, parang gano'n. Ah, may ganitong application pala, parang gano'n. Kasi, again, we will not discover things if hindi natin gagamitin eh, di ba?
Correct.
May mga time na mga webinar na we park it because sometimes you find it parang, hindi ko pa naman kailangan eh, di ba? Pero once na kailangan mo na, babalikan mo siya tapos papakinggan mo. Ganun tayo minsan eh, na kung kailangan mo lang, dun mo lang isa-search. So yung mga ganun project na talagang something new and out of your comfort zone, that will make you grow talaga. So nice. I think that's the most challenging project. Then followed by virtual launch from Canon Philippines. Kasi during the pandemic, we do it in a minimal workforce. So may time na nag-shoot kami, tatlo lang kami. Ako, yung boss ko, then yung talent. I mean, yung professional photographer. So we shot his video during the pandemic nung nag-lapse na konti. About August ata yun. So, August 2020. So, nag-shoot kami. One in Rizal, then one in Binondo. Then, next project, yung directing naman ng isang video pero remote. So, something like that. Parang mga every year parang may challenging part. And something to look forward and something to be scared of. Parang bittersweet experience na I don't want to do it pero I need to do it. Pero at the end of the day, ang sarap pala na natapos ko yung project na gano'n. Parang gano'n.
As a creative person also, I think, I guess lahat naman tayo nagkakaroon or naka-experience ng mga creative blocks, no? Pero ikaw, Jeff, how do you handle it or how do you unleash your creativity, especially pag nagkakaroon ng creative block?
Either pumunta ako ng Pinterest, Behance, or Dribbble, or mananood ako ng podcast, magpo-photography ako. So, pagka may creative block ako, in a certain project, I will do other things. So, it might be playing guitar, yun nga, kakain, or punta na Pinterest, Behance, gagawing insecure yung sarili, parang ganun. Kidding aside, doing other things aside from that project, it helps me na parang ma-divert muna yung sarili ko. Then, tsaka ako uupuan. So, same experience this year na parang kapag nagka-creative block ako, ganun. Dati kasi, parang sa mindset ko na kapag sinimulan ko, tapusin ko rin ngayon. Then, nagkaroon, for example, oil painting. Back then, nung college ako, kala ko, kaya ko siya tapusin like acrylic na one day. Gusto ko, patungan na agad ang ibang kulay, ganun. Pero oil painting takes time na mag-harden sa canvas. So you need to continue parang other day. So as a parang mainitin na tao, sabi ko ayoko. Pero nung natapos ko siya, sa Instagram ko nandun yung photo ng oil paint. Pero pinakadulo, I think pinakaumpisa. So makikita mo yun, love. Papera pa kita sa edit. Hindi, I mean, that painting, parang after that, parang na-appreciate ko siya. So, those creative blocks, kailangan ko talaga i-divert yung sarili ko and mag-muni-muni. Pakinig ng podcast, mag-Netflix, or mag-kumain. Pero, it takes toll doon sa pagkain eh. Kasi, I mean, doon ako lumaki during the pandemic. So, ngayon, medyo nag-reduce tayo. So, ayun. Yun yung parang way ko to cope up with creative blocks.
Well, that's how you how you handle a creative block. Actually, most of us din ganun din na parang we veer off muna dun sa current natin na ginagawa, no. Kumbaga parang inaalis muna natin yung lahat ng mga isip natin dun sa project, to a certain project or sa ginagawa natin para maiba muna or ma-refresh yung mind natin. Para totoo. Whenever na we came back, meron tayong fresh mind ulit or panibagong panibagong idea. Diba? Pero Jeff, no, we're nearing to our end of the podcast and let's talk about advice. It's a different gusto ko lang different yung framing ng pagbibigay ng advice.
Go.
Natin. Pero if you were given a chance to go back in time and meet yourself, what year would it be? And ano yung advice na ibibigay mo sa younger self mo?
2012. Okay. Ang i-advise ko is don't delete your YouTube channel. Why?
Okay,
kasi
okay.
Back then, cringy kasi yung content ko. I don't know if you guys know the Marcelo Santos III stories.
Mm-hmm.
So back then, pumatok siya. Na parang you read the story with the background music pero sa YouTube. So I created something like that. So pumatok din yung channel na yun. Tapos doon ko rin na-upload yung mga kami-kami wave ko na mga After Effects and visual effects. Then back 2012, nung time na parang yung mga vlogging na nga, ganyan, tapos monetization era, sila Lloyd Caden, ayan, mga ka-schoolmate ko. Parang I see may YouTube channel na parang cringy, parang siko, love, hindi naman gato yung content. But, so, I delete it, na parang, okay, start fresh. Pero, ngayon, nare-realize ko, sana hindi ko pala delete yung part na yun, kasi, sana nakikita yung progress ko. So, why I'm saying this? Why I want to go back dun sa specific time na yun? Because I realized the importance na yung nalulook back mo yung progress mo. Mm-hmm. Because if we are focusing on the present, kasi ba sabi nila wag na balikan yung past ganyan. Pero there's something good in checking your past as well. Eh. Not the bad one, but the good one, pwede rin. Na yung may mga natutunan ka or may mga matututunan ka na, for example, hala, ganito pala ako mag-edit dati. Then, how far yung naging progress mo na, no? So, ayun. Yun, tumatahol yung aso ko. So yun yung time na babalikan ko and sasabihin ko sa younger self ko. And also, pwede ko rin sabihin na you'll do good. You'll do just fine.
Nice. Ganda na na. Actually, magandang advice din yun for us and for other creators, no, na if don't you want it to see your progress, no? Siguro ano, kung halimbawa naman na may mga private videos ka, I mean private videos na hindi mo na siya nilalabas kasi parang nag-cringe ka or ganyan, huwag mo siyang i-delete.
Totoo.
Kung parang tignan mo na, ay, ganito pala ako gawa ng videos natin. Pero look at me now, di ba? May ganyan ka na, di ba? May mga ganyan ka ng situation and ano ngayon, parang progress sa sarili mo. Nakakatawa pag nakita mo yung ganyan. Actually, may ganyan din ako sa current na YouTube video ko. May mga tinanggal na akong video din doon, which is
sayang
eh, sabi ko wala pa naman akong actually mahilig ako magtabi ng copy, pero yung hard drive ko naman is na corrupt, so as in wala na akong copy ng mga previous video, kaya ngayon since different na kasi yung content ko ngayon, hindi ko na binura yung mga past videos ko. So
babalikan mo na siya in the near future na parang wow, I'm doing good para ganyan.
So dalawa yun eh. Kung gusto ko makita yung progress ko or gusto ko mag-cringe ako sa mga videos ko, papanoorin kayo yung mga previous na.
Actually, ngayon, lad, di na ako nahiya eh. Pagka may mga talk ako about content creation, pinapakita ko siya. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it inspires them na my quality right now is not me back 5 years ago, parang ganun. Na year 2017, when I started vlogging, this is me. I'm shy. The audio is not good. Electric pan pa na gumaganon. So, it's not always perfect na para kailangan pag-umpisa mo dapat nandun ka na dapat ayos na lahat at maganda ng equipment mo. Kaya ako siya hindi binubura and I'm setting it as an example para hindi rin sila ma-pressure na what I have right now is not me. So, back 5 years ago and it's the progress, it's the journey that they need to enjoy. Then, kapag nandito na sila, then good, di ba? Na, maganda na. Pero, those things na natutunan mo, yun yung precious things eh. Yun yung mag-aalalay sa'yo papunta dun sa gusto mo mangyari. As, syempre, on top of that is God. So, He will always guide us and the problems, the tasks that we're encountering right now is parang kaya talaga natin. There's something lang na kailangan natin gawin.
And Jeff, that's a great way to end the episode. Yes. Where can people find you online, Jeff?
Okay, so on Instagram, they can search The Jeff Geronimo. So then, sa Facebook page, just type The Jeff Geronimo din. So lalabas na yon, or Jeff Geronimo, lalabas na yung page ko. Then sa YouTube channel, Jeff Geronimo lang din.
And Jeff, I have one final question para sa'yo, no? Aside from being a photographer, videographer, or designer, what skill do you wish you were good at?
Singing. Wala nang ano.
Ino talaga, no?
Singing, oo. Kasi I do write songs. So, iba yung kumakanta para doon sa songs na yan. So, ayun.
Pero anyway, Jeff, I appreciate your time being here and being my guest. And it's a pleasure to talk with you about photography, about videography, about content creation, and about creativity.
Thank you also, lad. And I hope this this medium your program, your podcast, your content, sana mas marami pang matulungan na aspiring photographers or content creators as a whole or designer na mag-aspire pa na mag-grow and mapaganda pa nila yung ginagawa nila or mag-grow sila as a person. So, thank you, lad, for using this platform to give value, to add value to the industry.
So, it's great having you on the podcast, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you like this episode, support the show by sharing it with your family and friends. Feel free to share your takeaways from this episode and tag our Facebook or Instagram at Creative Incubator PH. This is Creative Incubator, a safe space for you to hatch and unleash your creativity. See you on the next episode.